Leader of the country's main opposition movement for Democratic Change Party and former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai does not think Mr. Mugabe achieved anything during his term as SADC chair. Tsvangirai, Mugabe's bitter rival since 1999, says the 91-year-old president had not achieved anything significant as Zimbabwe itself was facing a crisis.
President Mugabe's legacy as chairman of AU and chairman of SADC has not achieved any significant imprint in SADC or in the AU because of the crisis of Zimbabwe. The crisis of Zimbabwe, as I said, is a crisis of legitimate, crisis of governance. You can't be a leader of these organizations when the first accusation is that you have to put your house in order first.
Tsvangirai predicts that Zimbabwe will be brought back on the regional bloc's agenda once Mr. Mugabe relinquishes the chairmanship next week.
What it means is that SADC must be able to say, look, we have a situation in Zimbabwe in which the regime is unstable. It's imploding. You have a situation where the economy is imploding. We have a situation where the government and the potential of Zimbabwe is being wasted because it is isolated internationally. So you have three issues that are of concern to SADC that they need to address. So it's unavoidable to bring back, even after the relinquishing of his chairmanship, to bring back the Zimbabwean crisis in the SADC debate because it affects everyone.
Terence Chimavi, director for the Organization for Zimbabwe Trust, tells Studio 7 Mr. Mugabe's chairmanship of SADC and the African Union had been blighted by Zimbabwe's own economic and social problems, leading to Mr. Mugabe's failure to deal with regional and continental problems.
We really didn't see SADC doing much. Maybe they did behind the scenes, but as a body, they didn't speak much to those issues. We also know about the ongoing threats of terrorism that are blighting other countries, especially in the north and west of Africa. And to date, we haven't really seen the AU and doing or moving to do things that can be seen tangibly. So,
besides Zimbabwe and Mr. Mugabe's shortcomings, the chairmanship of SADC or the AU are largely ceremonial, hence not much is expected from whichever president will be chairing the two organizations. Political commentator Takura Jangaja concurs, saying even Botswana President Ian Khama, who is taking over from Mr. Mugabe, is likely not to have any impact. Jangaja, however, to some extent, disagrees with Tsvangirai and Chimavi, saying Mr. Mugabe's chairing of SADC had in fact somehow normalized Zimbabwe as a country after years of crisis.
So the main benefit is that we became a normal country. And therefore in the region we became to somewhat be respected as a normal country with a normal leadership. That's the only benefit. But materially, there is no other benefit that we got from chairing SADC, which is actually a routine post and ceremonial. You don't do anything spectacular as SADC chairman, because SADC is run by consensus. And it's the directorate of SADC that actually then decides executive actions, amongst other things, with the permission of the heads of state. But the chairman is not an executive one. So we did not achieve anything particularly different from any other chairman of SADC.
He, however, adds, because Zimbabwe itself was coming out of a crisis, Mr. Mugabe was unable to play any effective role in the Lesotho and Madagascar crises.
So our chairing of SADC was never going to be anything more than just, look, you're now normal, you can now run, you can now sit in that seat and say you're the chair of SADC. But beyond that, we're never going to exert any influence in the region because, A, we are no longer a regional superpower or a power. We no longer call the shots because we were crisis country, so they got to mediate in our situation.
But University of Zimbabwe lecturer Professor Charity Manyurge differs, as she believes President Robert Mugabe had played a crucial role in resolving both crises and cooling down temperatures during the xenophobic attacks on foreigners in South Africa.
I wanted to say that also the issue of xenophobia, you know, attached to President Mugabe, was mainly said, you know, it had been angered, but it was about conflict management, far excellence, which was done by the chairman. You know, yes, about the SADC farming summit in terms of focus, is our expectation on deeper integration. We want to integrate more as a people. We want to be able to move without any visas, without any occurs.
Manyeruke says she expects the SADC leaders at their meeting next week to remove trade and economic barriers hindering regional growth, as well as to open up borders so people can move freely between the countries in the region. Jangaja says it's unlikely the barriers will be removed, saying some countries in the region like Zimbabwe are pursuing policies that are not in line with regional best practices. The Southern African Development Community has been in existence since 1980, when it was formed as a loose alliance of nine majority-ruled states in Southern Africa, known as the Southern African Development Coordination Conference, SADCC, with the main aim of coordinating development projects to lessen economic dependence on the then apartheid South Africa. SADC was formed in Lusaka, Zambia, on 1 April 1980, following the adoption of the Lusaka Declaration, Southern Africa towards economic liberation. The transformation of the organization from a coordinating conference into a development community, SADC, took place on the 17th of August in 1992 in Windhoek, Namibia, when the declaration and treaty was signed at the summit of heads of state and government, thereby giving the organization a legal character. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.